From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iceland's prime minister resigns. Prime Minister Sigmundur Davíð Gunnlaugsson's resignation Tuesday followed public protests over his questionable offshore investments. He is the first casualty from the Panama Papers disclosures. Also being scrutinized is British Prime Minister David Cameron. Mr. Cameron told Parliament Tuesday he has nothing to worry about.
I own no shares. I have a salary as Prime Minister, and I have some savings, which I get some interest from, and I have a house which we used to live in, which we now let out while we're living in Downing Street. And that's all I have. I have no shares, no offshore trusts, no offshore funds, nothing like that.
David Cameron. Polls have just closed in Tuesday's primary election in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz and independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are hoping for victories that will overshadow the delegate advantage held by their leading candidates. Republican leader Donald Trump is cautious about predicting the outcome.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't even want to talk about it yet. We'll see what happens. I think we're going to do really well. The people of Wisconsin are amazing. They want to see strong borders. They want their jobs to stay here. They don't want other countries taking all their jobs and manufacturing. And I think we're going to have a great evening. We'll see what happens.
Donald Trump. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto, the ICC said Tuesday. Judges voted 2-1 to vacate the charges against Ruto and co-defendant Joshua Arap Sang. The judges said prosecutors did not present sufficient evidence to warrant a trial. They said their decision does not preclude further prosecution in the future, either at the ICC or in a national jurisdiction. This is VOA News.